This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Xcel Energy has a new suite of programs to encourage people to buy electric cars in Colorado. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Alice Jackson is the president of Xcel Energy Colorado. She says the programs come from a new 29-cent fee on the typical household energy bill. But that money won't knock down the price of some rich guy's Tesla.
Nobody's going to be subsidizing somebody else's high-cost electric vehicle. The program's designed so that all of our customers will benefit.
The new effort includes $3,000 rebates on used electric cars and subscriptions for a home EV charger. Other programs will help apartments and condos set up plugs for residents. Altogether, they're meant to get the state closer to Governor Polis's goal to have 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Record heat on the Front Range has forced some unair-conditioned schools to close early. At Denver's Brown International Academy, kids were sent home at noon with their school lunches in takeout containers. Parent Erin Caravello says the closure caused a bit of a scramble for her family since she and her husband work full-time.
I was surprised to find out that the building was not necessarily cool enough for my children, since we've had a number of hot days prior to this as well.
50 schools in Denver don't have air conditioning. The district hopes to install it in many of them over the next 2 years. It also moved the start of school back by a week to try to miss the worst of the summer heat. This is CPR News and KRCC.